please welcome to the stage, 7-time IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year. Her new CD coming out on June 16th is Destination Life. I've heard great things about it. I haven't gotten to pick it up myself yet. Hope we all can. Please welcome our All-American Bluegrass Girl, Rhonda Vinson.
Destination. only he'd respected, loved, and cared for her. He had opportunities to do things right. He missed the chance to hear her say goodbye. And she's driving like there's no tomorrow, no turning back, clinging to what dignity is still intact. With freedom and determined to survive, destination
quaint little shack where in childhood I used to play.
sadness I find for that old home of mine, and I long for that mother's love. I'd like to go back to the quaint little Troubled Shack. Yes, I'd like to spend the day, where in heaven forever I'll stay. But time won't turn back. We must travel till Jesus shall come. Then we'll be happy in the land where no
from New Zealand. And I got on our message board and I asked folks to send us songs, suggestions, and this fellow over in Australia, he said, here's a wonderful song. It's never been released in the United States. And so we're very excited about that and hope that you'll check out the brand new CD. We'll tell you more about that a little later. But right now I want to feature these brand new members. The fellow on the guitar joins us from Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. He was with him last year. Make welcome Mr. Ben Helson. On the banjo, I believe he has been here with that two-time Entertainers of the Year, the Grascals, and he joins us from the Grascals. He was born and raised in Missouri, where I'm from. We have a kindred spirit there, but we were born in the same state and still have lots of family there. He now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a husband, a father of two. Please make welcome Mr. Aaron McDerris.
Thank you.
listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on the soul train. I'd like to be in Tennessee, but they don't want me. I'm an outcast, this train's my home. I just called the 904, don't know where she's heading for, Ben. If I don't get caught by a railroad guard, I'll sleep tonight in a lumber yard in the next old town. She pulls in, listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train. I'd like to be in Tennessee, but they don't want me. I'm an outcast, this train's my home. Midwest town where I am right now. Listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train. I'd like to be in Tennessee, but they don't want me. I'm an outcast, this train's my home. Midwest town where I am right now. Listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train. I'd like to be in Tennessee, but they don't want me. I'm an outcast, this train's my home. Wheels go round, hypnotic sound in Tennessee. They don't want me, this train's my home. I'd like to do another song that's from the new album coming up and written by a very special writer in bluegrass music, Mr. Pete Goble. And we were at a festival up in Michigan, and he was driving by in a van. This doesn't happen very often, but he started singing to me. He said, I can make you whisper, I love you. I said, ooh, I like that title. And the next thing I know, we've recorded the song on the new album. We hope that you like it. And it's called, I Can Make Him Whisper, I Love You. Someone that I haven't seen in years. I lose myself in my imagination. Then pretty soon I find myself in tears. Funny. I can tell my
facts about me and find some comfort thinking that it's true right here within my own imagination. I can make him whisper
workshop and hosted a bass workshop this morning. I know some folks joined him over there. He is a bass player of the year twice, and he has a new CD that's called The Doghouse Blues, and we're just going to show him off on why he is a bass player of the year. He plays everything, and he added a new instrument to the Rage on our album. It's the first time I've recorded with the exact band that you see here. We went in with the new members of the Rage and we created that album. Well, Mickey brought in his Weber. You know, we can no longer call it a dobro. Legally now they have changed all this, so we cannot say the word dobro anymore, folks. So he plays a Weber resophonic guitar. And isn't that a beautiful, those are beautiful words, aren't they? So we're very, very proud to have him playing it. We'll show him off on that a little later. Right now, this is on the bass. This is the title of his new CD. Make welcome from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Mickey Harris.
Thank you, folks. We'll send this one out to all the husbands and boyfriends out there. Y'all might like this here. Me and Aaron, we're in this place every now and then. Hunter's going to learn about that before too long. So it's one called The Doghouse Blues. Got home next morning at 8:30. She said, "Hun, you're a little too late. Lordy, 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 got them doghouse blues. Ooh, hey, nice barking. I got the doghouse blues." Ooh.
fish and farm excuse.
She knows the difference, so it ain't no use. Lordy, 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 got them doghouse blues. Well, the wind and the hound started a fight. She kicked me out in the middle of the night. Lordy, 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 got them doghouse blues. Hey, that barking, I got the doghouse blues. Said little doggy, make a room for me. Lordy, 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 got them doghouse blues.
Hey, that's barking, I got the doghouse blues. Go bark.
All these members, everybody plays everything, and we can virtually rotate on the instruments, which makes it a lot of fun. Right now, Aaron's going to pick up the guitar. We're going to do a song that's from the current album, Good Thing Going. Now, I love this song, but it became even more special. 2 years ago, it will be on Labor Day weekend. We were in Woodstown, New Jersey, and we spent the day there. We were here early, like we are here today. Took a walk around the campground and came back, and a gentleman patted the bench by the bus and he said, come over here. And I had a nice visit with him, said, I gotta go get ready for a show. And that night we played very late, and after our show, that gentleman met me at the base of the stairs backstage. And he said, his name was Harold. And Harold said, I'm 93 years old, and I came to say goodbye because I won't see you anymore. Well, I just recorded this song, and I instantly thought of it, and I just wrapped my arms around him, and I started singing it in his ear. I will see you again, for this isn't the end. You're my forever friend, and I will see you again. It was a gathering of some 300 people in the little church. The crowd began to swell. Quite a send-off for a simple country farmer, for many loved and knew the old man well. And as his bride of 60 years came forward, she bravely walked to where his body lay. A hush fell over all that stood around. She smiled through tears as she began to sing. Ever since a simple carpenter from Nazareth walk the mountains and the shores of Galilee. Ever since he died and rose again on Easter, death doesn't have the same old victory. Tonight I lay my head upon his pillow and cry until the breaking of the day. But even in the pain of separation, while there's a hope inside my heart that lets me say, I will see you again, oh, this isn't the end, you're my forever friend, and we have one more song. We invite you to the Martha White Boutique, where you'll find lots of the music, Mickey's CD and Aaron's CD. And I guess I haven't introduced the fella to you on the fiddle. I guess he's about to have the mandolin, but grab your fiddle really quick. If you've seen us before, Mickey and Hunter are both, this is their eighth season. Oh no, there went my mandolin, didn't it?
Yeah. I was going to dig it up, but I'm afraid it'd fall right back over.
Okay. If that was his fiddle, you know where it'd be. He'd run it over. Call the ambulance. It's mine, that's why. But this is his eighth season as a member of the Rage, and you know, 7 of those 8 years, he has dated my daughter. Yeah. It's not a laughing matter, ma'am. It's one of those crazy twists of fate that life doesn't prepare you for. See, how could this happen? Well, anyway, he's going to make one of his dreams, or he did make one of his dreams come true back in December when he proposed, and he is going to make me his mother-in-law now. So you can see the joy on his face. Check that out. The joy that he feels.
Sometimes there's a thin line between a dream and a nightmare. I'm not really sure.
Brother. Yeah, I'm not sure either, but just he's an award-winning fiddle player, and he just bought himself a mandolin. Make welcome Mr. Hunter Berry.
I've been wanting that thing for a while now. Yeah.
We'll just have him play the title of his latest CD that we have over there, titled Wow Baby. We have a schedules on all the places we're going to be for the rest of the year. Now, he is engaged to my daughter, who is also in a band called Next Best Thing, and that there's a festival in Vermont that they're going to be at. I've forgotten where's that, Jenny Brook? So be sure to go see my daughter, or AKA Hunter's fiance, Sally, and my other daughter, Tinsel, and they're so excited. They're, it's college students. They all go to college together, and they are having a big road trip this summer performing. They have just discovered their love of bluegrass music, and I'm so thrilled for them. And so check out the Next Best Thing at Jenny Brook. Now be sure to tell them that their mom, give them a hug from their mom, because I don't get to see them nearly enough. But also we have a flyer that tells about our bluegrass cruise. We would love for you to come sail with us. We have such a wonderful time. It sails February 13th through the 21st. It's an 8-day cruise sailing out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I know it gets a little cool up here, so if you decide that, you know, you want to get to the sun in February, we know just the place to go. That's to Fort Lauderdale, an 8-day cruise. We're going to the Panama Canal. We're going there, and then you can take an excursion and go all through the canal. So it's going to be a really fun trip, along with the Grascals. Third time out, nothing fancy, next best thing. And a group called the Moron Brothers. You know, they said they think their name might be holding them back a little bit. But just remember bluegrasscruise.com. We'll be back at 9:30. Aaron will be hosting a banjo workshop at 5 o'clock. Thank you so much for being here. And here is Hunter Berry and Wow Baby. We'll see you tonight.
I want to do this one for some really great musicians and really good friends of mine. Pete Elegant, Andy Cartoon. Y'all are up there.
Is Andy?
Good to see y'all. Right. Here we go. One call. Wow Baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Time to totally abuse my authority as the MC. How about we can get her to come back out and play one more? What do y'all think? What do you think, Ronnie? You want to pick one more? All right.
Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me.
shoving in.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. He will be your guide to make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cause to set us free from sin.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men.
One more time. Let's hear it for Rhonda Vincent and the Ring. I'm Brian Burness, and I've been your host for part of this afternoon. Hope you all have enjoyed that. Jim Beaver from WHUS over at Stores UConn is going to be taking over the MC duties, and hope to see you all around. How about a hand for Brian Burness? This is his first time here, I believe. First time. Thank you, Brian. I'm Jim from WHUS. I alternate with Amy Orlomoski on the Bluegrass Cafe on Sunday afternoons, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And if you look around somewhere, Amy is out there amongst you. She's wearing this Red Sox shirt, so you can't miss her. While we're doing a sound change, while we're waiting on the sound change, let me remind you of some of the things that are going on. First of all, the Strawberry Park Kids Academy. Strawberry Park Kids Academy. They meet tonight at 6:30 up in the rec area.